Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya. Gopi Jana Balaba Giribharadhari. Gopi Jana Balaba Giribharadhari. Gopi Jana Balaba. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Nanda. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari Jamuna. Jamuna Tira Banachari Jamuna. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balaba Giriwaradhari. Gopi Jana Balaba Giriwaradhari. Ah, Gopi Jana Balaba Giriwaradhari. Gopi Jana Balaba. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Good morning, Prabhus. Hare Krishna. Thank you for having me. Is it raining outside? Is that the rain I hear? It must be auspicious. It's just wonderful to be here in Kalikanji Dham. I think they're the world's most beautiful deities. The altar's like radiant, effulgent. Good morning, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. So, I was hoping Ratudvaja Maharaj would give class, but here I am. He has to put up with me. This
is
11. Okay, I see it. Mahatattva Mani Maya. Okay, I see it. Thank you. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Ah, this is Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, Canto 11. Wonderful. Chapter 15, Text 11. Okay.
Mahat Tattvatmani Mayi Jata Sangstang Manodhadhat Mahimanam Avapnoti Bhutanam Cha Pritak Pritak Mahat Mahat Tattvamani Mayi Tattvatmani Mayi Jita Sangstang Manodhadhat Mahimanam Avapnoti Bhutanam Cha Pritak Pritak Mahatattvatmani Mayi Jita Sangstang Manodhadhat Mahimanam Avapnoti Bhutanam Cha Pritak Pritak Mahat Tattvatmani Mayi Jita Sangstang Manodhadhat Mahimanam Avapnoti Bhutanam Cha Pritak Pritak
Prabhus.
Mahat Tattvatmani Mani Jita Sangstang Manobhadhat Mahimanam Avapnoti Bhutanam Cha Pritak Pritak.
Thanks, Prabhu.
Mahat Tattvatmani Mayi Jita Sangstang Manodhadhat Mahimanam Avapnoti Bhutanam Cha Pritak Pritak. Manodhadhat Mahimanam Avapnoti Tanam cha pritak pritak Mahat tattva mani mayi Jita sangstang manodhadhat Mahimanam avapnoti Bhutanam cha pritak pritak Mahat tattva of the total material energy, Atmani, in the soul, Mayi, in me, Jita, according to Sangstam, the particular situation, Mana, the mind, Dadat, fixing, Mahimanam, the mystic perfection called Mahima. Avapnoti, one achieves. Bhutanam, of the material elements. Cha, also. Pritak, pritak. Each one individually. Translation, one who absorbs his mind in the particular form of the Mahatattva, and thus meditates upon me as the supreme soul of the total material existence, achieves the mystic perfection called Mahima. By further absorbing the mind in the situation of each individual element, such as the sky, air, fire, and so on, one progressively acquires the greatness of each material element. You could repeat after me. One who absorbs his mind in the particular form of the Mahatattva and thus meditates upon me as the Supreme Soul of the total material existence, achieves the mystic perfection called Mahima. By further absorbing the mind in the situation of each individual element, such as the sky, air, fire, and so on, one progressively acquires the greatness of each material element. Purport. There are innumerable verses in Vedic literatures explaining that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is qualitatively not different from his creation, and thus a yogi may meditate upon the total material existence as a manifestation of the external potency of the Lord. Once the yogi has established his realization that the material creation is not different from the Lord, he obtains the perfection called Mahima Siddhi. By realizing the Lord's presence in each individual element, the yogi also acquires the greatness of each element. However, the pure devotees are not very interested in such perfections because they are surrendered to the personality of Godhead, who exhibits such perfections to the infinite degree. Being always protected by the Lord, the pure devotees save their precious time to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thus they achieve for themselves and others Sangsiddhi, or the supreme perfection, pure love of Godhead, Krishna consciousness, by which one expands one's existence beyond the total material creation to the spiritual planets called Vaikuntha. This is Mahatattvatmani Mayi Jitasang Stang Mano Dadhat Mahimanam Avapnoti Bhutanam Cha Pritak Pritak. One who absorbs his mind in the particular form of the Mahatattva and thus meditates upon me as the Supreme Soul of the total material existence achieves the mystic perfection called Mahima. By further absorbing the mind in the situation of each individual element, such as the sky, air, fire, and so on, one progressively acquires the greatness of each material element. Om Ajnana Timurandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadhati Swavadantikam. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindo, Dina Bando, Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavrineshwari, Vrishbhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye, Bancha Kopa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha, Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi Ghor Bhakta Vrindam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Shukdev Goswami prayed, my dear Lord, please decorate my statements. So I thank you all very much for having me in this beautiful forum, and Srila Prabhupada for accepting me. I'd like to offer some prayers of invocation to Srila Prabhupada specifically before we begin class, because one needs the power of attorney to speak, and that's awarded by the Guru himself. This is a nice prayer to Srila Prabhupada I think you'll like. It was written by Kushikrata Prabhu. Kushikrata Prabhu was called Crazy Peter in Boston because he was an eccentric scholar. But nobody knew that. Everybody thought he was just a little lightheaded or what have you. The devotees didn't know because he came to the mandir and he set all of his things down in the front hallway, and that's where he lived, in Boston, back in the 70s. And so, because he was a little different, they had that nickname. Little did they know. He was so dear to Srila Prabhupada, authored dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds of books, a Sanskrit pundit, and he wrote these prayers. This is called Srila Prabhupadashtika. And I think the verses have been poeticized by Dravidha Prabhu. I like to offer some special prayers to Srila Prabhupada before speaking. Helps establish a connection. Shri Shri Navadvipa Para Pradipa Sandipyamana Satato Bhuviya Chetastamohanti Hijasya Jatnat Tankirtayama Prabhupada Devam. The transcendental lamp of Navadvip, Gauranga Dev, he took with great endeavor round the world the souls to save, who long had dwelt in darkness, never chanting Krishna's name. The vast renown of Srila Prabhupada I now proclaim. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Prachodita Sri Vyasyadya Kosham Kushalam Kripaluhu Sunmlecha Vagdesha Deti Dhajas Tankirtayama Prabhupada Devam. The sacred treasure left by Vyas and other learned saints, he rendered into English, free of speculation's taints. And thus he mercifully fulfilled Sri Saraswati's aim, the vast renown of Srila Prabhupada I now proclaim. Achchedyati jad paratarka dirshya govinda murtuj valabhaskarena advaiti kojata kulam jagatyam tankirtayama prabhupada devam. The brilliant sun of Lord Govinda's form is shining bright throughout this world because of his sharp logic's awesome might. That sun makes all the Mayavadi glowworms hide in shame. The vast renown of Srila Prabhupada I now proclaim. Jas jaiva jatnina purana raja gangamala keshava keli hangsa sot stotra ratna vatiya loke tankirtayama prabhupada devam. The pristine Ganges of the Bhagavad flows everywhere because of his great effort. In that stream, the sages' prayers are gems, and Krishna's pastimes are swans sporting unrestrained. The vast renown of Srila Prabhupada I now proclaim. Sri Radhika Krishna Padara Vinde Sahasrahitsu Shatamandareshu Arupayacho Madhuri Prativyam Tankirtayama Prabhupada Devam. Ensuring that his mission's victory would be complete, he planted Sri Sri Radha Krishna's charming lotus feet in temples by the dozens and in countless hearts unchained. The vast renown of Srila Prabhupada I now proclaim. Kaloshelya Dharjasi Sahasra Shastra Shastrati Varshai Pratihanyatehi Chandakaler Mohachamur Hatena Tankirtayama Prabhupada Devam. The fierce and formidable army led by wicked Kuli is being slain by arrow showers, volley upon volley. Those arrows are his all auspicious books of spotless fame. The vast renown of Srila Prabhupada I now proclaim. Nana lasad gora sudha prakash palakshita stapita heva jena Krishnanu chinta janasanga briksho tankirtayama prabhupada devam.
The Hare Krishna movement's a desire tree whose fruits are all the splendid ways Lord Gaura's army wins recruits. To plant that tree upon the earth from Krishna's realm he came. The vast renown of Srila Prabhupada I now proclaim.
Jo nitida jivtai dikishu nijasu sikshasu hasanugami kripam budhir nanda sutashritatma tankirtayama prabhupada devam.
An ocean of compassion, he has taken shelter of Srinanda's son with all his being and everlasting love. He lives on by his words, whose followers with him remain. The vast renown of Srila Prabhupada I now proclaim. There's a bonus verse here. I pray that those who read this hymn, which shines the brilliant light of Srila Prabhupada's renown in Kali Yuga's night, will soon attain firm faith in his instructions so that they may one day join him in Golok and there with Krishna stay. Jayate. So what do you think of Crazy Peter's Sanskrit verses? Yes, all glories to Kushikrata Prabhu and to Dravida Prabhu, such a nice god brother. So the goal of science and theology is to understand the origins of energy and of natural phenomena and of consciousness. And the Bhagavatam describes these things very beautifully. There are teams of brilliant scientists affiliated with the TOVP and others who are trying to understand Surya Siddhanta and many other texts that are there, Vedic astronomy, Vedic cosmology, even biocosmology, that this cosmos is a living organism. And we're seeing here, how does all this happen? We're seeing by the verse, speaking about earth, water, fire, air, ether, sky. All these things are manifest successively. So how has all this come about? The empiricists, it's very interesting, their explanation. Everything originates from a singularity. Interesting. What is the verse in the Bhagavatam? 12th canto, Panditye Chapalam Vacha. Abangulak Slena Bhugavad Tugalad Kulena Gundalis, by the latricism of the wife. Everybody's looking at me like, what is this man saying? But this is what Prabhupada said in a class. Abangulak Slena Bhugavad Tugalad Kulena Gundalis, by the latricism of the wife. Prabhupada gave this example when he quoted Panditye Chapalam Vacha. In this age, pundits will be known by their ability to juggle words. Haribo. You understand? Juggle, juggle. Big words. A singularity. And you look at the titles of their theses, all make a bunch of long big fancy titles of the theses that go nowhere. That don't establish Krishna as the origin of phenomena. As the origin of all this energy that we see around us. This energy is all spiritual. Sarvam klavidam brahma. That we may see it as material. But that's okay. We may be caught up in the modes at this point. But what does it take? It takes some purification to see Kalachanji. To hear his flute. Radha and Kalachanji aren't there just standing like this. They are animate and fluid. They have discussions. They say, oh, just see. Bhagavad Dharma is always here. He's always leading some type of kirti. He's always saying, just see, the devotees are cooking so nicely for us. Kalachanji is not a doorstop. Haribo? Kalachanji is the supreme, dynamic personality of Godhead. Always was. Hundreds of years ago when he was nicely worshipped. Then he had to be hid from the moguls. Then the devotees found him. Oh my God, a doorstop. May we please have this deity. Please let us worship the deity. And I'm coming to the temples so that I can learn how to love Krishna.
This is the goal of yoga and spirituality and religion and dharma, not to attain Mahima or any other city. It's interesting that all these cities come with purity. There's no peace or freedom without purity, and there's no real yogic perfection. Actually, this concomitant in our line. It's an interesting purport. Here are the scientists. Prabhupada said, the more we kick on the teeth of the empiricists and Darwinists and neo-Darwinists and the other atheists and in different dress, the more we advance in spiritual life. So Prabhupada wanted this to be understood properly, because yoga and religion and dharma all aim to understand the origin of phenomena. It just so happens that the origin of phenomena is standing just like 10 yards away from me on the altar being worshipped. I'm coming to temples to find out how to love Kalachanji. What is the goal of life? To love the origin of phenomena. To love Radha Kalachanji. It's very interesting. But the scientists say, no, no. There was a singularity. That's the source of everything. A singularity is essentially nothing at all. But when Prabhupada was discussing this on the beach in Venice Beach with Swarup Damodar, His Holiness Swarup Damodar, Swami, and the other devotees, they told Srila Prabhupada what was true at the time. Srila Prabhupada, they say it comes from a chunk. Prabhupada said, where does all this manifestation come from? Prabhupada, they say it comes from a chunk. So Prabhupada had to deal with that statement. And it was true. Many scientists say all the energy was just there. And there was some explosion. Okay. So that's where they begin. Prabhupada said they begin from chunk. Prabhupada said, how childish is this? That you have to go deep into the origins. What did Darwin call his text? Origins of the Species. But he didn't really deal with the origins. He dealt with genetic mutations of a bird's beak. But let's go back to the origins of phenomena and consciousness. Here's what they say. Everything comes from a chunk, or everything comes from nothing. Is there two various theories? And the Big Bang Theory isn't just a universally accepted theory of creation. It's just the latest. There's been dozens of theories of creation before that. Turbular condensation, planetarianism, this one, that one. It'll be quantum theory, string theory, next, after Big Bang. There'll be something else we'll learn. Every other day you see something. When you go onto your email, there's a little news item. Man's origins have been pushed back even farther by the recent discovery. So what is this knowledge that always changes? We think we're this old. Now we know that we're much older. Dhrutakarma, we thank him for his work. Man's origins are ancient, and that's found deep in the fossil strata. What a relief it is to come in contact with Srila Prabhupada. Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Militang Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. He's giving us this information. Before I met Srila Prabhupada, I only had questions because I was a young seeker and I was blind. So I'm wandering around the world blind. Who am I? What am I doing here? Who is God? What's the source of phenomena? What are the origins of matter, consciousness, phenomena around us? I didn't know anything, and I was asking questions. Everywhere I was going, asking my priests, parents, professors, the deep questions of life, because as you see from, I don't know, many of the testimonies of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, we are on an active journey to understand these things, these higher principles. Why am I suffering? How do I alleviate suffering? So I would ask my mother. It was like, if God is, he's in heaven. It was like God was a big mystery up in the sky somewhere. You'll know him when you die. And my professors didn't know anything. They told me I was God. So did the yogis, by the way. And
I went on my own journey to seeking God. I went to the Himalayas of America. They're called the Rocky Mountains. Haribo? And at the time in the 70s, there were many yogis there. Try to understand. There were many ashrams in Denver and Boulder and the Front Range of the Rockies. It was just like the Himalayas, like Rishikesh or Hardwar. And you would go and you'd talk to this one, that one. I don't even want to name all the names. But I went to all the ashrams. I talked to all the yogis. I could list them. They would say God is love, Mayavada doctrine. They give me all the Mayavada doctrine. One yogi, he sat you down. If you wanted to receive knowledge, you'd push your eyes, close your ears, turn your tongue back, take a little breath, and all of this, I don't know what it was supposed to accomplish. But it sure didn't help me understand God. And I walked out of that room feeling very frustrated, trying to understand supreme principle, origin of beauty, and all other things that I see. And I sat down. I had nowhere else to go. I had gone to all the ashrams, spoken to all the yogis. And I sat down. My friend sat down next to me, and he said, "Dude, I'm hungry." He said, "Let's go to the Hare Krishna temple." And I said, "What?" I said, "What Hare Krishna temple?" It's unique. It's funny. You like this. In my quest to understand, I was living in the Kundalini ashram. Prabhupada liked Yogi Bhajan very much. He was not a cheater. He didn't have all the answers, but Prabhupada acknowledged that. He said, "We'll be the Brahmins. You be the Kshatriyas." Isn't it? When you see the Yogi Bhajan, he's a big guy. You see the guys from Punjab, and they carry their daggers around. They're very, you know, they're fierce warriors. I saw a display. It was photographs. Now, this is photographs. So it was taken in the 1800s of real Kshatriyas who had slain tigers that were causing troubles in the villages. Not with a AR-15, but with basically their bare hands. What they had this display. This Jagadguru had a display of photos, and they also had the weapons they used. So it wasn't much more than the bare hands. It was a sheath on your forearm and a bar that you grabbed here and a dagger. And the tigers would attack and they'd jab. And even in the 1800s, there were real Kshatriyas. Not sitting behind desks in Arizona firing drones at the villagers. No, so. When I was in this ashram, we followed four regulative principles. We rose early, did our little pranayam. But they had a restaurant, not called Kalachanji's, it was called Hanuman's in Denver. And so his fellow, the head of the ashram, he said, "You know what? I'm going to give you a special mantra. I got it from my Krishna friend." And he wrote it right on the wall in front of me where I'd washed pots and pans. You know what that mantra was? No. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kamaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Isn't that funny? He got not the Hare Krishna mantra, but he got this beautiful mantra from the Bhagavatam, from Kunti Devi. And I would sing it all day long, made up my own little melody. And right after that, I met the devotees. So I asked them, when I sat down, when we finally got to the temple, I sat down, I said, "Who is God?" The devotee sitting in front of me, he said, "Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. What's your next question?" I said, "Haribo. I don't know if I had. I forgot what the others were." It was a relief, Prabhu, as you can imagine. And just above him, there was a picture of Prabhupada. And he kept saying, "Prabhupada says this and Prabhupada says that. Our purpose in life is this. And the reason there's suffering, karma and vikarma, and da da da." And he's talking. And I'm just so happy. And I'm saying, "On what authority are you speaking?" And he tells me, and Prabhupada's authority. I'm looking at him. I'm looking at Prabhupada. I'm looking at him. I said, "Listen, stop. Okay, I believe you. I'm convinced." I said, "If it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me." So I was just traveling with Dhanavir Swami a few weeks ago. I'm his assistant. He has some Parkinson's, and he needs a little help wherever he goes. Maharaj is courageous, doesn't care what condition is there. He's fighting for Prabhupada on many fronts. So we were touring the West Coast. I went to Portland. And we set up the book table after the Sunday feast. And he's produced Garga Sanhita, many books on Vedic cosmology, many other wonderful texts. So I'm taking orders for all his books. And there's this one older white gentleman like myself standing in the back watching. And I'm like, hello, how are you? And taking some orders. And then the crowd clears and he comes to me and says, you know, can I talk to you for a second? I said, sure, sure. He said, I've got to ask you a question. Please, I know you. I said, I don't think so. I said, I haven't been to Portland, I don't know, for 30 years. He said, no, I know you. I know you. I know where I saw you. It was the spring of 1971 at the Denver Temple. You came in and I preached to you. Srila Prabhupada ki. That's 46 years ago, Prabhu. I was 19-year-old, long-haired, freaked-out hippie. How do you... And he recognized me, and I'm 65. See that magic that happened? Wasn't that wonderful? He helped me understand. He helped me begin this journey. Here in the purport, it's very nice. Prabhupada says, being always protected by the Lord. The pure devotees save their precious time. Oh, Prabhupada, I'm sorry. Hridayananda Maharaj, he says. 11th canto. Being always protected by the Lord, the pure devotees save their precious time to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You know why I'm steady chanting my japa? Because I was looking and yearning for the real methodology to pursue self-realization. I at least had some spark of sincerity in that regard. And I was cheated 100 times by bogus so-called teachers. Prabhupada said he has 3 magic things that he does. Not mahima, but he has 3 magic things that he does. Prabhupada said he does not cheat. That's one of his magic potencies. I knew what that meant. I've been cheated so many times. Prabhupada doesn't cheat. What a relief. He's simply repeating the words of Krishna. Just the other day, an inmate, a prisoner, sent me something through the mail. He sends me letters, I write back. So he sent me this little clipping from maybe Yoga Magazine or something. It said, Krishna in the sky with diamonds. How Bhagavad Gita promotes the use of psychedelics. That was the name of the book. That was the purpose of it. I said, oh my goodness. Here's another cheater. And he's actively cheating. Not a Krishna Bhakta. So how is he going to understand Krishna? Prabhupada doesn't cheat. And he can be a room full of beautiful women and not be bothered. There was Prabhupada had a friend, and he would go to his friend's house and have bhajan. And the friend's sister was a dark-eyed Kashmiri beauty who loved Prabhupada. Prabhupada said she was attracted to how I played harmonium. Haribo? And Prabhupada's fingers danced on the keys of the harmonium. One time Prabhupada was on 55th Avenue in New York, and they did the play for Prabhupada, Kali and his consort Sin. So Kali is this you know, roguish figure, but Sin is a pretty lady, one of the Matajis, and she was doing the drama in front of Prabhupada, and all the sannyasis were holding their dandas, looking down like this. And Prabhupada's just watching, and he said, you know, it's fascinating how Maya controls the mind, how we're attracted to this energy. He said, it was fascinating to Prabhupada, the psychology, that we can be attracted to this illusion. One boy I was preaching to, a very nice boy, but he said, you know what though? The illusion's really convincing. The illusion's really convincing. That's because we're thrown into the Mahatattva. which is a prison. It's called Durga, fortress. And then we're covered with all types of ignorance, bodily conception, self-delusion, sense of false possession, all these things, one after the next. And then the walls. Try to get out of this prison. All of ISKCON is a prison ministry. Who's not doing time? Who's not on death row? Demigods like the trustees. They're a little trusted. They have a little freedom. Sometimes the trustees can go outside the barbed wire. But it's so hard to teach the prisoners. I just saw a video by Prabhupada, and he said, because they've become accustomed to this atmosphere. Do you understand? That you are, yourself, an institutionalized prisoner if you've not attained Nishtha and Ruchi. You kind of like it here. If you tried to transfer these people in Dallas to Golok, they wouldn't like it. Where's my pickup? Where are the cheerleaders? Where are the Dallas Cowboys? Where's the beer? All the things I'm accustomed to. I'm accustomed to this atmosphere. Success in the Mahatattva means you'd be from third-class prisoner, I want to become first-class prisoner. I want a toilet that has a golden seat. And I want some curtains, some nice flower curtains. And what else do you have in your prison cell, 6 by 9 foot prison cell? Nice toilet, some curtains, maybe a little flower pot. First-class prisoner. What do you think, Prabhu? Is that the goal of life? To go to heaven? To have heaven on this planet? People are so short-sighted, so thoughtless, that they don't consider this spot life to be a spot life. They consider it to be all in all. And they take responsibility and maturity to be planning for education, career, retirement. Then what? Haribol? Then what? They don't consider these things. They don't think deeply. They're not inspired to think deeply, as the Bhagavatam is inspiring us to consider origins. What are your origins? All this energy is spirit. It's all spiritual. Prabhupada says it several places. In New Vrindavan, he was walking with Ravindra Swarup, and he said, there are different types of spirit. We are not Mayavadis. There are different gradations of Brahman. It's not all one. There's 5 different types of Mahabhagavatas. There's prasad we serve in the restaurant, Mahaprasad that we take off Kalachanji's plate, and Mahamahaprasad that you get from the Guru. Haribol. Gradations of spirit. So if we want real success in life, we have to take the Bhagavatam seriously, and we have to take the chanting seriously. I travel around the world, and I'm constantly counseling people to get excited about their japa. Because if you get excited about chanting the holy names early in the morning, you're very solid on this path, isn't it? A nice verse. There's criterion to understand where you're at on the path of Krishna consciousness. This is nice. Adhau shadha tata sadhu sangota bhajana kriya tato narta nivritti sya tato nishta ruchis tataha ata saktis tato bhavas tata prema bhyajanjati sadhakananga yang prema Pradur Bhavi Bhavet Kramaha. 9 successive stages. Not everyone's at the same level if you're Kanishta. There's Kanishta Kanishta, Madhyama Kanishta, Uttama Kanishta. That means you're making a serious effort to progress, to advance to higher levels. What? Controlling your sleep, controlling your eating, conscientious study, focused hearing.
and you advance to a higher platform. Begins with Shraddha or Sadhu Sangha, one or the other. It's kind of intermingled. You might have some contact with the sadhu and develop Shraddha. Or you might have a little Shraddha and then you start associating with real sadhus. And you advance in life and you advance in understanding. And you exit the flaming forest of Anartha Nivritti Sat and enter that cooling realm of Nishta and Ruchi when you see how profound this chanting is and how Braj Leela is being imposed on your mind by Krishna. It's natural. It's remembering what we have forgotten. Reporter said, oh, Swami, why have you come? To teach you what you have forgotten. One time Prabhupada was in Detroit and Bhagavan Das at the time came out and his eyes were wide and he said, what did Prabhupada say? Did he say something? Yes, Prabhu. Prabhupada just told me. He said, if you continue chanting your japa very nicely, 16 rounds daily, then you'll remember all of the pastimes of Krishna that you've read. So, oh, Prabhu, Haribo. Then he said, then Prabhupada told me, if you continue chanting, and dive deep into Naam Bhajan, then you'll remember all the Braj Leela you've never read about. Srila Prabhupada ki. What do you think of that? You have to take a japa seriously. What's this? Sacrifice. Naam Kirtan. What's the most important thing that we do? Naam Bhajan. But what's more important than Naam Bhajan? Everybody tell me. What do you think? There's something more important than... Sankirtan. Sankirtan's Naam Bhajan. Complete Kirtan. Nagar Sankirtan, Japa, Bhajan. All these things. Chanting the holy name. What else? What's more important than chanting? Prabhupada says it. I'm not making it up. Everybody says Sadhu Sangha. But no. Let's see if I can find it. Should we find it? Just so you believe me. So I'm not making it up. There's something more important. No, it's not the thing. What's that, Mataji? Krishna Prem. That's the goal. Here it is right here. Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter. This is a beautiful verse. Also talks about Shraddha. Shraddha Val Devate Gyanam Tat Para Sangjitendriya Gyanam Labva Param Shantim Achirani Gachchati. A faithful man who is dedicated to transcendental knowledge and who subdues his senses is eligible to achieve such knowledge, and having achieved it, he quickly attains the supreme spiritual peace. Purport. Such knowledge in Krishna consciousness can be achieved by a faithful person who believes firmly in Krishna. One is called a faithful man who thinks that simply by acting in Krishna consciousness, he can attain the highest perfection. Beautiful, beautiful statement. This faith is attained by the discharge of devotional service and by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, which cleanses one's heart of all material dirt. Over and above this, one should control the senses. Purity. 16 rounds. 4 regulative principles. Over and above, chanting. One should control the senses. Because the flame is here. There's a flame this big. You don't need much of a flame to cook rice. You cook it on the lowest flame. The flame is here, but there's a tripod, goes up to the ceiling, just see, and the pot of rice is here. How long will it take for the rice to cook? It won't. Hello, how do you go? 50 years, 300 years. No, it'll never cook. Because there's no purity in your chanting. But when you make a little personal sacrifice for Krishna, your japa gets deep. Your japa is profound. The goal of your fasting and your concentration is Krishna prema. You'll first see Krishna with your ears in this life. What is it? Krishna nama kali kali nam rupe Krishna avatar nama hoiti hoi sarva jagat nistar. First, Krishna comes directly as his name. So, anyways, there's a few things. It's good. How does all this creation happen? There is a chunk, but we know the origins of the chunk. It's called pradhan. It's like halva. It's all mixed up. Like a big cloud. And then when time, kala, energates pradhan, it becomes mahatattva. And all the elements enter successively. Origin, his name is Mahavishnu. Haribo? And who's the origin of Mahavishnu? Ha. And so, you have a father, he has a father, he has a father, he has a father. Prabhupada says you go back to your original father, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What's your next question? Oh, Haribo. Such a relief to have knowledge. It's like Prabhupada removed the cataracts on my eyes. I was blind. I didn't have any knowledge. I certainly didn't have any transcendental knowledge. I was a foolish soul, deep in darkness. And Prabhupada saved me by teaching me through his representatives at first and by giving me this authorized methodology for self-discovery. That's what I want. I want to know, who am I? Kwaham. What's that? There's two verses I'd like you to hear, just because I just discovered them recently. One is from the ninth canto, and it says, Ahang Bhakti Parad, you know, Hyasvatantra Ivadvuja, Sarubir Grasta Hridayo, Bhaktir Bhakta Jina Priya. It's one of the most beautiful verses in the Bhagavatam. But you haven't heard that verse, have you? Do you know that verse? Ahang Bhakti Paradino. Hyasvatantra, he knows. Hyasvatantra Ivadvija. Sarubir Grasta Hridayo. Sarubir, I keep the sadhus in my heart, Krishna says. Bhakta Bhakta Janapriya. My bhaktas are so dear to me that I have no independence. Asvatantra. Krishna says this, not me. The Supreme Independent Lord has no independence whatsoever. He says so, Asvatantra. Because he's bound by the love of his bhaktas. They're so dear to him. Therefore, bhakti is not awarded whimsically by Krishna. It's awarded to those who've called out in desperation, free from pride, free from sense of false possession, free from bodily consciousness. Akinchana gotra, I have nothing in this world. I'm calling without any other shelter. I'm calling for your shelter. Prabhupada says, that's the desperation we need in our chanting. When we call with a high-pitched voice of desperation, there's a certain quality to the vibration of chanting. In the Bhagavatam, fourth canto, it says the priests killed Vena with high sounding vibration. Haribo? There's a certain quality of sound vibration that reaches Goloka. And it's that cry of a child, innocence, the purity of a pure bhakta. When Krishna sees you, only depend upon me. My lotus feet are your only shelter. And Krishna hears and he awards. What's more we could say? The supreme perfection, pure love of Godhead, Krishna consciousness, expands one's existence beyond the total material creation. So beyond this Durga, beyond this fortress, where everyone is a prisoner, there is an unlimited
spiritual sky. Prabhupada said, every living entity hankers for the free light and the spirit. Prabhupada, second canto. We're prisoners, hankering to be free again. So we've taken up this process of conditional parole. It's called sadhana bhakti. What do you think? And we want that platform of full freedom. It's called raganuga. What is it? Juvatinang jita juni junang cho javato jita. Mano biramati tadvan mano me ramatang twayi. That Krishna, yes, Krishna, I see that young boys, they don't have to go to the university to learn, go to classes to learn how to be attracted to young girls. That's spontaneous. And the same, the girls are naturally attracted to a handsome boy like Krishna. So, in the same way, I would like my affection for you to be spontaneous. That prema, right? Beyond bhava is prema. So we're working for this, braj prema. How will we attain it? We'll never attain it, I assure you, if we don't chant strong japa. Prabhupada asked, the most essential thing, please, just chant 16 good rounds every day. That means our lifestyle is pure. Our spirit is strong to please the spiritual master and attain the shelter of Krishna. And then we can chant profound japa. All over the movement, I see people are struggling with their japa. Even friends I've known for 46 years. They're distracted. They're looking at their phones during japa period. People even chant during class. They read books. I've seen it. They read books like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. I ask him, are you chanting japa during class? Or are you listening to class? One or the other. Or neither. So we have to take our japa and the Bhagavatam seriously. Any questions, comments, criticisms, or corrections of today's class? Prabhu Bolo Sri Harina. Most of the sadhus are homeless. They usually wander here and there. I don't really have a home. I just wander here and there. People take care of me. Or they have their bhajan kutirs, very humble housing. Whether one is in a so-called good material condition or a bad material condition, we can always, actually a bad material condition facilitates our remembrance. No, I travel. I travel quite a bit. People put up with me for a little while, for a few days, and then they tell me, please go. So, no, it's very nice. It's nice because when one is older, one is not conditioned to have his domestic comforts, it's very good because you're not thinking of those things all the time. If you do, you come back to enjoy domestic comforts again. But if you don't own, all I have is beads and a library. I do have a library of reference books. So I keep that in one place. At any rate, the idea is to become detached gradually as you become older. I'm older, so I'm not supposed to be attached to a domestic situation. That means like a house with all kinds of comforts. Because it's very nice, and the devotees can have these things when they're very strict and focused on Krishna. But as you get older, it's a good thing to minimize material facilities, and then you learn to depend on Krishna. You're not attached to these so-called material objects, and you can freely go higher. Because right, when we have attachments, it causes pain in our hearts. People are crying and fearful at the time of leaving this world because of these painful attachments they have. So it's actually good. Whether we're in a good condition, bad condition, so-called dangerous situation, comfortable situation, all these things can facilitate Krishna consciousness if we're serious and very sincere about Krishna. Okay. There you go. Thank you very much. Thank you. Anything?
Just one thought came to my mind, the verse that you quoted from Amrish Maharaj's ninth canto just now.
Oh, so yes, it, yes, it thank you.
With,
yes.
You know, bhakta, bhakta janapriya.
Bhakta, bhakta janapriya.
Yeah, so it basically that not only my devotees are very dear to me, but devotees of my devotees are also
oh,
very
yes.
dear to me.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes, not only my devotees, but devotees of my devotees. Yeah. Yes, of course. Thank you very much. Yes. It's very nice, isn't it, to think of these things? To think of Krishna's own words and how Krishna's vision is upaseva bahumani means even a little upaseva is a very, it's a bahumani, it's a big thing for Krishna. A little service rendered, just as Prabhupada used to say, those who have helped me start this movement, I am so appreciative. He's so grateful. Thank you very much, he would say. Thank you very much. 100 times, 1,000 times and more. Thank you very much for helping me. He said, I'm not Lord Chaitanya. So thank you for helping me to spread this Sankirtan Dharma worldwide. Every country, over 100 languages, 516 million pieces of literature. Just think of how Srila Prabhupada's glories are expanding daily. And as I've said before, every day new devotees are coming to this movement. They've awakened to Krishna consciousness because of the devotee's mercy and Prabhupada's books and the restaurant and chanting in the streets. One man, we just saw a man in Kansas City. He came up to me. He was about my age. He was dressed like a businessman, Caucasian fellow, very nice. He said, I haven't seen you for so many years. He was talking about the Harinam party. I said, oh yes, we're everywhere. We're in Europe. We're in Indonesia. No, but I haven't seen you. I go to Europe and I used to see you and I don't see you now. He was like lamenting that he didn't see the Krishnas as much as he did. But although that might have been curtailed a little bit, I know everywhere devotees are going out. Honolulu, every day I see devotees out on Harinam. Very good. And we have kirtan melas, 24-hour kirtans. I saw a big, beautiful kirtan in Turkey the other day. Turkey. Muslim country. A whole auditorium was full of people. And in the Ukraine, we get thousands of people under a pandal-type tent. So all over the world, this Hari Kirtan's going on. And I explained that to him, and he felt good about that. I said, we're expanding. We have families. We're getting more people. We have our chanting indoors often at our festivals. He said, okay. So that's very nice. The devotees are coming more and more. Just think, Prabhupada's doing. Yes, ninth canto, when Ambarish, he was fully dependent on Krishna's mercy. Yes.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Sri Sri Radha Kala Chanji, for having me. I mean, this altar is just, the lighting is so beautiful because in Denver the deities are lovely, but they don't have the same lighting. There's no direct light on the smaller deities. And here, every murti is radiant and effulgent. It really reflects the pure heart of the devotees who care for the deities. These pujaris are in love with Krishna. And that's what I aspire for. I aspire to have the same type of affection that I see in my godbrothers and godsisters around the world. I hope to love Krishna one day. Srila Prabhupada ki.